Mishnah Dalet, since the reason why the Masechta is going to discuss Kriyas HaTorah is because of the Megillah, which is read on Purim, so the discussion begins with the parts of the Torah which are read around Purim time. And this refers to the Arba Parshios, the four special Torah readings which are read as Maftir around Adar time and perhaps just before as well. The Maftir is the last part of the Torah reading. In general, Maftir is just a repetition of the last few Pasukim of that Parsha. But on these 4 weeks, the Maftir is from a different part of the Torah, as the Mishnah will now explain. Rosh Chodesh and Adar Shecholios b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar, which falls on a Shabbos itself. So on that Shabbos, Kom Parashas Shkolim, they would read as the Maftir, the Parsha of Shkolim, which describes the commandment for everybody to bring Shkolim, because there is a mitzvah that during the month of Adar, one must give half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and that money is used for the Karbonis and for the other needs of the Beis HaMikdash, and that mitzvah is fulfilled during Adar, so in order to remind people of their obligation, this part of the Torah is read at the beginning of Adar. Cholios B'Seicha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, then we don't wait until the first Shabbos of Adar, rather Makdimin L'Sheovar, we bring it earlier to the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, in order that the people will have the entire month of Adar to fulfill their obligation. And then in such a case, Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, there is a break the following Shabbos, where they would read the regular Maftir. Since, as we're about to see, the second of the four parashos was Parashas Zohar, and that needs to be read the Shabbos before Purim, so in a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar was not on Shabbos, there would always be a Shabbos in between the first Shabbos of Shkolim and the Shabbos where Zohar is read, which is the Shabbos before Purim. Bashnia, on the second Shabbos of the month, which is always the Shabbos before Purim, Zohar, they would read Parashas Zohar, which is about the remembering of what Amalek did to us and the obligation to destroy Amalek, since Purim is all about Haman, who was part of Amalek, who tried to destroy us. So we read Parashas Zohar just before Purim. Bashlishis, the third of the Arba Parashios, Parah Aduma, this was about the Parah Aduma, the red cow which is taken and the ashes of the Parah Aduma are mixed with a solution, and that solution is sprinkled on people who have become Tomei in order to purify themselves. The reason why this is read now is in order to remind people that they need to make sure they are pure in time for Pesach, in order that they can bring and eat the Korban Pesach. And so really this should be done as close as possible towards Nisan. However, Baravias, the fourth and final of the Arab Parshios, is HaChodesh HaZelochem. That's the parasha discussing the mitzvah of making Rosh Chodesh, and that always needs to be read either on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself, if Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos, or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So since that needs to be done right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Parashas Parah is always done and always read the week before that. So those are the four parashas, which are read as Maftir, from the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or Rosh Chodesh Adar itself, until the Shabbos before Nisan, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself. And again, those four parashas are Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Achodesh. And then Bachamishis, on the fifth week, meaning once all of the Arab parashas have been completed, the week after that, Chozer Niksidron, they would go back to the regular order of Maftir and Haftorah. The Maftir would be the last few Pasukim of that parasha which had been read, and the Haftorah would be a part of Tanakh, a part of Nach which was related to that parasha. Whereas during the Arab Parshios, the Haftorah was always a part of Nach related to the Maftir. So for example, Parshas Zohar, the Haftorah was related to Amalek, which is the focus of Zohar, as opposed to being related to the rest of the Kriyas HaTorah which was read that day. Continues the Mishnah, Lakol Mafsikin. For all of the following days, we interrupt the regular cycle of the Leining or the Haftorah, depending on each case, in order to read a part of the Torah or Nach, which is more related to that particular day. Rosh Chodeshim on Rosh Chodesh, B'Chanukah B'Purim, on Chanukah and Purim. So if these 3 days fall on a weekday, on a Monday or a Thursday, so in general, on a Monday or a Thursday, we read the first part of that week's parasha. However, if Monday or Thursday is Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, we change the entire Kriyas HaTorah to be related to that particular day. Now, if Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim fall on a Shabbos, then only the Maftir is changed. The regular parasha is read that day, but the Maftir is related to the Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. And the same goes for the Haftorah, it will be related to Chanukah Purim or Rosh Chodesh. But Taniyos, on fast days, that of course is only referring to a weekday, because a fast day is never decreed on a Shabbos, except for Yom Kippur. With Ma'amodos, This refers to a group of Yisraelim. All of the Yisraelim were split into 24 groups, and each week of the year, another group would come. Some of them would come to the Beis HaMikdash, others would gather to the shul in their own city, and they would daven and read from the Sefer Torah about the creation of the world. The main job of these people was to sort of represent all of the Jewish people in being part of the offering of the Karbonos. So those who were in the Beis HaMikdash were present as the Karbonos were brought, and those who were in the shuls in their own cities, they would read about the creation of the world, and also daven, because the world is dependent on the Karbonos, and on the service of Hashem, and davening. Be it as it may, since they had a particular part of the Torah to read, also Monday and Thursday, they would read that instead of the regular leaning, the regular Kriyas HaTorah of that week's parasha. And finally, Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, whether this falls on a weekday or even if it falls on a Shabbos, the entire leaning, the entire Kriyas HaTorah is changed to be the part of the Torah which discusses the Yom Kippur service, as we will see in the coming Mishnah.